good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Yes, TGIF. Thanking God it's Friday. How are you, my friend? I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. Oh, I'm looking forward to the weekend. How about you? What are your plans? You know, I have been all over online trying to find a place to camp, to tent camp this weekend. And it's quite an interesting journey to try to find a spot to put a tent right now in Oregon because so many of the areas still have their bathrooms closed. So if you have a self-contained RV, you can go camping, and I call that more like glamping, right? Because you have everything you need and a bed that you're used to and comfortable with. But I can't find a place to tent, and I was hoping to be over at the coast somewhere, and I've called and I've emailed, and so I'm looking for some help. Maybe you know of somewhere we could put the tent on Saturday night. I think it'll be fun to go camping and get out in the outdoors, and maybe we don't need to go to the coast. We can go maybe over to Detroit or somewhere else. But anyway, that's kind of my big adventure for today. What's yours? I do want to go around the horn a little bit on our news today because there is quite a bit of news going on. Well, one of the things that kind of made me chuckle this morning when I looked at the headlines, maybe it did you. Are you one of the 70,000 plus people waiting for unemployment for like 17 weeks now? Well, the Democrats here in Oregon, and I'm sorry, I know I've got a little bit of a chuckle in my voice, but they think a one-time $500 check getting out to all the people waiting may help. I kind of think that's kind of funny, actually. I mean, if they can get organized to give $500 to 70,000 people, why not go ahead and just get those things processed, right? That's kind of my thinking. That's in the news. Also, and I'm excited about this, you probably saw in the headlines or have heard, if you haven't heard, I'm excited to tell you that our friend Lindsey Graham, right here in Glamour Salon, downtown Salem, she's actually filed a lawsuit against Governor Brown and the state of Oregon for having her civil liberties challenged, and certainly all of the departments that went after her when she wanted to open up the business so she could provide for her family. Well, she's going to come on the air next week. I'm looking forward to that. I believe Tuesday morning she'll be on the air. So we'll get an update from her personally next week and find out about that. And then also, the recall efforts for Kate Brown. I actually had an opportunity to go and get a petition yesterday. And so they're still looking for people to carry petitions. And if you're interested in that, you can certainly get a hold of right here in Marion County Republican office. They're getting people established and set up with petitions. And so that's something that I did. And I want to go around the horn with some public service announcements for you. If you are in the Independence area today, Gates Community Center in Independence, they're having a ribbon cutting. It's a youth center, and they're opening it right across the street from Central High School. They have a ribbon cutting at noon, and I'm going to try to attend that today. And then they have an open house from 4 to 6, so that's a good thing. And then Kicking Cancer, don't forget, they have a morning seminar coming up July 18th, and you can go to their website, kickingcancer.org, under programs and find out more and get registered for that. And then I got a postcard yesterday, and I'm excited. Maybe we can get them on the air from Hope Pregnancy Center right here in Salem. You know, they had to be closed for several weeks, their services, and certainly their fundraisers have been hampered, not able to get the funding that they need right now. And so they're going to do a virtual walk coming up in August, and they have just started and launched where you can sign up. So go to hopeforsalem.org, get signed up for this virtual walk. And my understanding, I haven't done a lot of investigating, maybe I can get them on the air too, is a virtual walk. A lot of organizations are doing this where you sign up, say you're going to do the 5K on your own time, wherever you want to do it, with your family, whatever, but you still get the people to pledge you. I think that's a great idea. And actually for nonprofits, there's not a lot of overhead and expense to put those kinds of events on. So I encourage you to get involved where you can get involved. In an effort to empower you, engage, encourage you, and just connect our community together, I have been so blessed to bring people, business owners, community leaders, on the air with us to help stir up our action, right? And find out what's going on in the community. And it's been so fun to come back to Salem and meet people who have been making it happen for many years, behind the scenes and sometimes at the front of the scenes. And one name that kept coming to me everywhere I went is a mover and shaker and someone in the community who is a patriot, who truly gets what it's about to stand up for our rights, our liberties, and to really stay strong and do what you can as a business leader and someone who takes care of his employees. I was so pleased to see that this business won an award. I think one or two awards. Certainly the best burger in the area on the best of Willamette Valley. And that was our friend Mike Adams. And Mike Adams is here with us today. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, it's so good to have you here.
It's a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning. We live in a beautiful area, don't we?
We do. You know, it's so funny to I've been here 36 years, I think, now. And the weather back then was almost exactly like it is now. It got warm for a few years. And now this year is just like, I mean, we had rain in all the way through June, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now we're talking rain on Sunday, my daughter-in-law's birthday party out on the farm, and we're going to have maybe a possible chance of showers.
But. And the showers here are so different than where I've been living in Arkansas. I mean, they have showers in the forecast. It's what they call a gully washer. Like,
oh,
poosh,
yeah, it all comes,
you know,
down at once.
It does.
Yeah.
In here, it might mist on and
yeah.
off. You know, we just keep going. And throughout my life, because I was raised here, whenever it rained, it didn't really move me. And people
yeah.
were like,
you
get your umbrella or whatever. I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I've got web feet. I'm from Oregon.
yeah, but then when you get the gully washer coming down, you're like, I should have grabbed an umbrella.
I have not ever experienced that until in flash flooding and all of that. It's either it's really dry or it comes down all at once. It's crazy.
And the thing is, I guess the point of saying that is that's what makes our state so beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know, we can have that rain showers throughout the summer and the green and the, you know, my lawns have never done better. I mean, they're just, it's just beautiful.
Flourishing
out
is the word, right?
And I have lots of lawns.
And we have such an incredible a diverse valley, don't we? Willamette Valley. We have we have the cityscape. We have with the Willamette going right through it. We have all of the vineyards and all of the, you know, the crops. It was fun to see the corn, you know, and oh, is it knee high by the 4th of July? All of those things that I learned when I lived here, you know, the cherry trees and the blueberries, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful place.
And the ability to go out there to all these self-pick farms my grandkids were picking blueberries just the other day.
Oh.
There's always something in season fresh. And, you know, there's a picture of the three of the smallest ones are 5, 3, and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in this blueberry field picking blueberries.
I love it. And until you have lived in the middle of America like I have for the last 30 years, and you don't have access to that fresh fruit going to a fruit stand, you have no idea how amazing it is coming back into such a beautiful area.
It's just,
are pretty blessed.
We
sure.
are blessed. This is a great place to live.
So you have a few businesses.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what businesses do you have?
Well, I started over 20 years ago. You go back when I was a kid. I started my first business when I was 18.
Awesome.
I had a landscape company or lawn care company in Central Coast of California. Lived at the beach. It was a great, I was 20 minutes from the beach.
But, awesome.
When we started having kids, we decided we wanted to raise them in Oregon. It was a nice, you know, at the time, a really nice climate, we wanted the seasons and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold that company, and we moved to Oregon. A few years into living here, I started another landscaping company, and I did that until about 2000. But as the kids were getting older, I wanted them to learn a good work ethic, and the only one that could come and work with me landscaping was my oldest one, and he was about 12 at the time, and he could go out and do weeding and push a lawnmower. But on the weekends, I decided to build a food truck.
Mm.
And so back in 1997, I built one of Salem's first food trucks. Mm-hmm. It was called Trump's Doghouse.
Oh,
and
I love
it. Had kosher hot dogs shipped from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And we sold kosher hot dogs and shave ice and snacks and stuff at Saturday Market and different fairs and carnival mm-hmm. things. And that was a way for the kids to earn money.
Right.
And they worked hard and got paid every weekend that we had an event. And they learned the value of work mm-hmm. and the value of money and how to take care of it and tithe. And
mm-hmm.
That developed into... we started doing barbecue along with it. And
great.
So we had Trump's Doghouse, and then from the fire pit,
mm-hmm.
you could get ribs and chicken and things like that. And we had such a huge response at Saturday Market with our barbecue, we decided, after many people asking us where our restaurant was, we decided we were going to open a restaurant.
Awesome.
And that's where Adam's Rib started back in I like to say around 2000, because we were doing it. Wasn't called Adam's Rib then
mm-hmm.
until 2003 when we opened our first location, and it just took off. I mean, that first location was a little rough. It was in a really bad part of town, off of Market Street,
mm-hmm.
and we had car thefts in the parking lot other assorted nefarious goings on, and
mm-hmm.
and we really struggled that first year and a half until we moved it to State Street.
Awesome.
And once we moved in there, it just took off gangbusters, and we now have two locations of Adam's Rib. And when I opened the second location, it was because I had my son, my son-in-law, and my youngest son all working in the same place, and they all could do it their own.
Mm-hmm.
They learned and were able to, they could all run it. So I opened the second location. And well, then it was my son-in-law and my youngest son running that one, and they could do it their own. And so I got involved with, I knew about a food truck that was available called Dad's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Rudy Godina decided not to do it anymore, and it was a fundraiser for Salem Association of Realtors.
Great.
And it was a nonprofit. They would use it to raise funds for their children's programs that,
mm-hmm.
that they donated to. Well, they really didn't know what they were doing, and they weren't making any money off
mm-hmm.
it. So I went to them and I said, hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll mm-hmm. pay you 10% of everything I make.
Let me take
it over.
Yes.
Yeah. So we named it the Paddy Wagon.
Oh, I love it.
It was a police themed. It had a big badge for the logo. We had Salem PD, another group that we support hugely.
Mm-hmm.
We would take it to fairs. We were at State Fair. We actually were one of the first trucks in Salem's first food pod over at the Barrel and Keg, behind the Barrel and Barrel and Keg on Market Street. And so that's how we got the burger part started.
Okay. And we're going to continue. We're going to go to a break, but we're going to continue this conversation because I know where you're headed, and we want to keep our listeners involved as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, hanging out with Mike Adams. Oh, we're talking everything ribs and burgers. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, wherever you are today. Perhaps you're in Salem, Silverton, Independence, Dayton. Maybe sitting in your living room listening online. In Arkansas, South Dakota. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are so enjoying our time with Mike Adams this morning. He is a business owner, entrepreneur, and it's really neat, Mike, to hear that you got your start in landscaping, you know,
yeah.
and it is always fun to hear people's background. I think sometimes we forget if people know Mike for a long time, for 30-some years that he's been here, maybe you don't even know these things about him. And I think it's fun, the human element and the ability to have you come in on the air. I think when we met the first time at Greeters just
yeah.
this week, it's just fun to bring in the human side of things, because I think people see people in leadership positions or out in the community, and it's so easy to just assume things, right?
Exactly. And there's a lot of assumptions going on.
Too many assumptions going on right now in our culture. And I was just telling Mike that we could go and do a couple hour show just nailing all the negative things that are going on right now. And justly, rightly so, right? We've got people who are doing things that we never thought and getting away with things. I saw a funny video yesterday. And it was a police officer sitting in his car, it was on social media. It says, now wait for it, you know, like, don't just click out, watch the whole thing. And he's sitting in his car talking about how they've been called to this protest, and that, and this was a Black American police officer called to a protest. And he said, he started giggling, and it was about, and I'm kind of laughing at the way he did it. He said, it's the defund the police protest. And he just got a kick out of that. He's like, they're wanting protection. They're wanting police protection at the defund the police protest.
They want to take their money away, but they still want help.
I know. Who are you going to call when there's trouble? And Mike, I keep saying that right now that we see all these charts and we're getting statistics thrown at us, and it changes all the time. Like, something really interesting I noticed too in the headlines yesterday of those that are lost, and we have had Oregonians lost to the virus. It is a sad thing, and I don't diminish that at all.
Yeah.
But when you have a press release that says a person has been confirmed with COVID after they died, I think there's some problems. And
too.
I do believe that we can't just assume that the information given to us, even if we see it in print or online, is actually truth. And so we don't see common sense charts on common sense.
No.
We see no tracking of that.
Light of the actual death percentages, I guess. Nobody wants to see anybody die.
Mm-mm.
But the death percentage is dropping.
Right.
And so what is the actual, we don't get to see the actual numbers.
Right.
They're hiding things from
and
us.
And every time, and just so our listeners know, I get all those press releases, you know, in my inbox. And every time I get a press release from the Oregon government, from the Oregon Health Authority on numbers, I send back a request for, one, out of these numbers, how many of them are confirmed cases and how many are presumptive?
Yeah.
Would you please tell me? And would you please tell me what your definition of presumptive is? Because a lot of people are saying that if I today tested for COVID and I go back 2 weeks and I say I've been around 30 people, now suddenly 31 people have COVID.
And they're presumptive now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even if you're tested, automatically they now count 16 more people.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
And so the rippling effect, and then the hysteria continues.
So
enough on that.
We were
talking about, but it is interesting. And I do think we have a responsibility as citizens to stay informed and use common sense. Right. And yet I think we have a responsibility to keep sharing hope. Right.
Yeah.
And being positive and doing things that we know we can do each and every day.
Well, yeah, there's so much negative in our society right now. It's bringing a lot of people down. It's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So focusing on the good things, like at the right time, this Best Of came out and you were awarded your businesses. A couple of your businesses were awarded. In fact, your Adams Rib Smokehouse got two awards, right?
I lost out this year for best. I got second best in ribs, I think.
Okay.
And I got, what was the other one?
Best in voted gold best catering, silver best barbecue, and silver best sandwiches.
Yeah, so
those
we got
three
awards. Yeah.
And then you started talking about the development of the burger.
That's
Talk
right.
to me a little bit.
Okay.
We were talking last segment about that. So you got the paddy wagon going on.
So the paddy wagon ran for a few years, and my youngest son, because I turned it over to him and I said, you do it. I mean, he was 7 when I started the first restaurant, he knows what he's doing. He's 27 now, so he's been doing food service for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he was probably 21 when we started that, and he developed the burgers, the menu, everything, and ran the truck. I mean, we did some events where this food truck did $5,000 in
Incredible.
A day out of it.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
Just cranking out burgers. So he got approached by a guy, Brian, and this guy was a marketing guy, and he says, hey, I want to open a restaurant, and I really like what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt's kind of comes to me and says, yeah, it's a weird thing. This guy, I don't even know who he is. And he kind of blew him off, and 3 months go by, and the guy approaches him again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, Dad, this guy's back again. He's mm-hmm. talking about opening a restaurant. And so we talked, and I said, well, you know, I wouldn't mind opening a brick and mortar. So,
yay.
Because we've done it before.
Yes.
You know, that's how I started Adam's Rib, was
yeah.
in a food truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we did, and we made an agreement, and we're equal partners, and we restored a downtown Salem storefront where Bow and Vine is, and opened that first one. And the response from the public has just been incredible. I mean, we use all fresh, never frozen hamburger. We use organic chicken breast. We all this, you know. All the key words that people want to hear. It's all
exactly.
high-end products. Exactly.
Fresh. And your
yeah.
your the ambiance of your presentation of your dine-in or patio dining is appealing too. Every time I've gone to go, there's been a line and it's not fit in my time schedule. But what a beautiful place. Yes.
Yeah.
We are talking with Mike Adams on this Friday. And so glad to have him in the studio. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Going to be a fantastic day. We're going to see temperature maybe in the 80s today. Wow. I'm looking forward to that. How about you? We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Together on this Friday, already July 10th. What do you have going on this weekend? The weather is going to cooperate. 80 degrees today, 77, partly cloudy sky. I love that. Of course, being a redhead, you know, I don't tan, I burn. In fact, I oftentimes just say a freckle. And so the clouds are a nice reprieve from the sun. And living here where it's you can go about your day and not feel like you're so constrained to the air conditioning. It is kind of a nice, and the evenings cool down so nice.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful place to live. In the studio with me is Mike Adams, and he has a few businesses here in the area, and we are enjoying our, I would just call it a fellowship here, talking about all things in life and liberty. And Mike has a lot of involvement in the community. And Mike, you know, when this COVID thing came down, we moved here in January, had no clue. No one had any idea. In fact, the biggest waste of money, I think, in 2020 is anybody who bought a planner, right?
Yeah, you can just throw that in the garbage.
Yeah, anything. And it's interesting, you know, over the years, I've as an event planner and someone who's worked in fundraising for nonprofits, I've always been shocked. A lot of times people don't really confirm that they're going to RSVP until like days before. And when you're working on catering, working on numbers,
yeah.
and you have to lock in because you have to buy the food and all of that. It's very, very frustrating. But these days, no one commits to anything because we don't know what's going to come down the pike from the government. And we're in a really weird position where you have in our town, I'm calling out our town, Salem, Oregon, okay? And the leaders on our council, which we know in Salem that we have a mayor and a council, but they really don't make the decisions. They set policies and their procedures that are hammered out by our city manager,
yeah.
right? And so in our area, when you have all it, we couldn't do our 4th of July, they shut that down, but they allowed protests.
Well, you know, that's funny because when this all went down, we were getting ready to open our Eugene restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Bow and Vine Burger has grown to 3 restaurants
wow.
in 3 years.
Fantastic.
4 years. Anyways, the day we opened the doors on that, the day before we had a friends and family,
mm-hmm.
private invite,
soft opening.
Mm-hmm. And we were going to do our soft opening the next day. So we knew something was coming down a couple days ahead, and then we did our party, and then it was like, okay, they're going to shut us down.
Mm.
And so we opened that restaurant the day that they shut us down. So we had no indoor dining, and that's huge in a restaurant.
If
you
right.
don't have, you can't have dining in house. Luckily for us, we were prepared. All my restaurants are really easy to put in to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
Right.
Cuts way into your profit, which profit in restaurant is low to start with.
Right.
But we were able to survive in and stay open
right.
as we could
mm-hmm.
by going to go and pick up only. And we just recently started doing Grubhub with Grubhub delivery with our Bow and Vine. Adam's Rib has done it since before this all happened. But the biggest hit for us was our catering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a substantial part. I don't make a lot off the restaurants. I have a very small salary that mm-hmm. my wife and I take off of Adam's Rib, and then we just take a share of Bow and Vine if it makes money. But Adam's Rib is where my personal income comes
mm-hmm.
from. So the first couple months, I wasn't even getting my salary
mm-hmm.
out of Adam's Rib.
Mm-hmm.
The catering is where I make the bulk of my salary.
Right.
I got nothing. The first Ooh. Week, we lost $20,000 in Ooh. Catering. The first week it happened. To date, we're probably, and I'm talking $20,000, that's the gross.
Right,
I
right.
mean, I don't make that
no.
much
oh, no.
money.
No,
but,
all the overhead.
But
yeah.
we stand to lose a substantial amount of money this year. We have no, I'm also the president of the Marion County Fair,
mm-hmm.
and we had to shut that down.
Right.
So we also have a food booth at the Marion County Fair, which is a big chunk. Other, you know, car shows and things like that, I would do fair now. I was talking about retiring this year from those events.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was mandatory now. So now
right.
it's like, okay, well, God just didn't want me to do them this year. We have to figure out how we're going to survive through the winter, because that money that comes in the summer carries us through the winter.
And
so,
the downtime, usually the downtime is the winter.
The downtime mm-hmm. is the winter. That's when I lock myself in my shop and I build another hot rod or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is going to be is, okay, are we going to make it through
right.
the winter?
And
right. I think we will. God blesses immensely. I'm hugely blessed. But it is a scary thought, you know, and for what? What is...
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing
for? What this greater
for?
What, purpose? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The destruction of our economy
mm-hmm.
is what's happening right now. How is our country going to come out of this? What level are we going to be?
Well, it's reinforcing the value of fear, I believe, and for to manipulate people, it seems, and when the remedy is worse than the threat of the actual virus. It's causing a lot of business owners, such as yourself, to reevaluate, you know, what we think the future will look like isn't at all. Who would have thought in December when you're making your plans,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you're planning out your year and your events. And it brings a circle back. And you've made a couple references. And I tell people on this show, you have the liberty to talk about faith and God. And so religion and politics, it's open
yeah,
season right here.
Well, and that's it. You have to have a strong faith in you know, not everybody believes in God, but my faith is in my Creator,
mm-hmm.
and I always tell people when I speak at different things, I don't own my business.
Mm-hmm.
My wife doesn't own
right.
my business. God owns my business.
Mm-hmm.
I do as I'm directed.
Right.
Things that, you know, you say involved in the community, there's different organizations that I will support.
Mm-hmm.
Young Life is one that I'm just starting to support.
I was going to ask you about that.
Jessica Peterson approached me. I've known her since she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I've known her dad. He's the one, her dad used to own Broadway Cafe, and then
mm-hmm.
he owned Independence Grill.
Mm-hmm.
He brought the NAACP to Salem.
Mm-hmm.
He was the president for a little while. I supported him in that.
Mm-hmm.
So Young Life is one. Liberty House is another one, a huge supporter.
Yeah.
Salem Police Foundation.
Yes. I
like to support things that are youth-oriented.
Right.
I want to see our kids. One of the things I like to say is I can help them when they're little, you know, 3, 5, 7, 10. When they become teenagers, if they're in trouble and they end up in juvie hall or in the system, they're 9 times out of 10 going to stay in the system.
Right.
And we've lost them. So we need to help those kids in their youth. Not to say that I don't help other organizations. IkeBox is one that we've supported. That's another one that's a great teen youth organization. They do wonderful work teaching youth a work ethic and at-risk youth and whatnot. So those are the kind of things that I like to support. I want to see kids succeed in life.
Right.
We've done a lot with Union Gospel Mission, homeless. I want to see our community successful.
Yes.
I want to see others in our community successful. Helping food truck people call me, hey, how do I get this started? Or one comes to mind, and it's a sad story because I might get emotional. My friend Tino Land, when Salem Food Pod first started, he approached me and asked, you know, I did a little consulting with him and giving him advice and whatnot. He's been very successful. He's now owns Azul's Taco Houses.
Yay.
And the unfortunate thing is on the 3rd of July, he lost his son
I believe
it was a car accident. So Epilogue Kitchen put a post up that they were going to donate 5% and asked other local restaurants if they could do that of their weekend sales. So Isaac's Room has put up, they're going to donate 5% of their sales.
Great.
And both Adam's Rib and Bowen Vine are going to donate 5% of our sales to help Tino's family. That's just an example of those things. And it's very emotional because, you know, when you see local families going through things like this, it's heartbreaking.
Yes.
You know, never in a million years would you wish that on anybody.
Well, and that's the beauty of our community.
Yeah.
We have, and I have witnessed this over the last few months, walking through COVID, coming here, starting at my show, connecting with business owners. I've watched them take care of one another, mentor one another when there's no hope. Watched the Chamber of Commerce, the leadership, Danielle Bethel and others from United Way, roll up their sleeves and get in the trenches with people right side by side. And that's that. You can't market, you can't put it on a billboard what's going on behind the scenes right here in Salem. And what a privilege it is be here. And
what
a privilege it is to have someone like you that sees the need and step and has the capacity and the connections to step up and says yes. Thank you, Mike.
Exactly. And you know, it's not about me. It's about helping other people. It's about you know, community and bringing community together, whatever way you can do it, whether it's financially, whether it's just through prayer, whether it's through, you know, helping on a team of some sort.
People think this is kind of a fun line. I like people think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. No, this is what it's all about. Connecting, networking, helping one another, showing up and being that neighbor, right? That's
exactly
what love is about.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the greater call on all of our lives. We are having fun on this Friday morning. Thank you for tuning in, my friend. We'll be back continuing the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to remind you, like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. also streaming live at kslm.news, here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, 503-885-0789. He is one of our sponsors, and I love the idea of businesses coming alongside nonprofits. In fact, I kicked this out yesterday, Mike. I kicked out the idea, you know, there are many businesses, they just don't need to advertise. They're doing well, maybe a construction company or, you know, a flooring company, or, you know, there's businesses that just really don't need to market. They've got good name recognition, but there are nonprofits like the ones you've mentioned, even the Marion County Fair and what's going on with that businesses can come alongside. And this is an idea, I believe it's God inspired. I really do. That a business can come along and say, hey, this is who I'm championing, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
And maybe like United Way, they don't have marketing funds, but they have things coming up they want to make. And they could come alongside and say, this event brought to you by XYZ, whatever, you know. And I think this is a new opportunity, a new era in how to get the news out there. What do you think?
No, absolutely. On the Marion County Fair, you can right now I believe the online auction for animals is still going on. You can go to MarionCountyFair.net and support the kids. They still raise their animals. They need to sell those animals to make enough money to get another animal next year and do it all over when we can actually have a fair again, hopefully.
Right.
Also, there's competitions, public competitions going on virtually right now online. So you go to MarionCountyFair.net and you can vote on photography. I think there's dozens of different competitions, just like at the fair, only it's all virtual.
Well, and most people don't know this. I think people in their mind, at least I did growing up, I thought the fair was just the carnival and the food.
Yeah.
No. There's this whole thing. And it's, again, kind of back to one of our earlier segments where you said you got into business because you wanted your kids an opportunity to learn work ethic and give them something to do and train them up, which we're instructed to do. Well, what we don't know about all of these county fairs is an opportunity for kids to get trained up in 4-H and FFA and all of these things. They are buying sometimes out of their own resources.
Absolutely.
Raising these, learning how to raise an animal and go through with an auction at the end so they can do it again. And
exactly. That's the future of our country is these kids. And that's why I got involved with the fair, not just because I sponsored it for years and then I was a food vendor and sponsor it. And it was so that the kids can continue. We can continue teaching the kids a work ethic, a skill, the value of taking care of that animal. And, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes in, and these kids put a lot of effort into doing this. And that's why I got involved with the fair. Again, you notice a theme here. It's all about helping kids so that they can grow up and learn values and morals and a work ethic so that we can have – these are our future leaders.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about is getting these kids raised up. And that's why all these other programs too, you know, Ike Box, it's a great organization.
And it's a part of the solution.
Yeah.
It's easy to yell at the darkness and see some of the stuff going on with youth today and the kids and all the stuff going on the streets like nightly. But what can we do to be a part of the solution? You can volunteer, you can get involved in your local county, you know, your events,
I'm always
your
looking
youth.
For volunteers.
Yes.
I told the board this year when I came on as chair, president, whatever you want to call it, I want to see key volunteers.
Yes.
So we've added several key volunteers, and I have room for more. If you're interested in being a key volunteer, contact, go on MarionCountyFair.net. You'll find links to volunteer. You can contact me at one of my restaurants, and I'll help you go through the process.
Awesome.
There's always room for more volunteers in our community. No matter what it is, you don't have to volunteer for the fair. Get involved.
Right. Be a part of the solution.
Exactly.
Right? And I think that there's more than enough opportunity to get involved. And I think the fair is a great opportunity. And mentoring kids, coming alongside some of these other organizations that you had talked about, I think what we'll do is we'll put a link when we do the podcast to this show, we'll put a link up to where people can go and get registered and get involved. Now, we're going to shift gears just a little bit. We've got about 4 minutes or so yet.
Okay.
Talk to me or talk to our listeners about why it's so important that they vote.
Wow. Yeah, that's shifting gears. Your vote counts. A lot of people, you know, or say, oh, well, you know, I voted and my person didn't win, or, well, you know, that's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
especially where we live in this state. It's controlled by two counties. But that can change.
Right.
Marion County is primarily a conservative county.
Mm-hmm.
We can make a change. Get involved in your local party. If you don't want to be in a party, just get out there and vote. Because the reason we're in the situation we are right now is because we lost the vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our conservative values aren't being we're not it's not getting out there.
Right.
And
right.
and you need to get out there. You can make a change.
Yes, you certainly can. And we have been for far too long the silent community. We need to start standing strong, being really knowing what the facts are and able to give an answer, right, in season and out of season as to why we're voting the way we are, why we're conservative, and have our talking points, right? And
Well, and that's the thing. You have to be able to have a discussion. So many times now in this climate, you can't have that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You're shut down
right.
because you're a conservative.
Right.
You have, you know, high moral standards, and you're getting picked on, so you quiet down. You don't mm-hmm. want somebody saying, "Well, your morals don't count to me."
Right.
Your conservatism is wrong, but there's no right or wrong. There's only truth.
And it's okay to be bold and strong and standing for your truth, because in this society, even as different as it is right now.
You get me into the truth. There's, you know, everybody has
their
own truth,
their own personal
you say.
Truth, yes.
But there's still only one truth.
That's right.
You know, we've got to get out there and make our voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
There's other voices right now that are out there being loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we can be a loud voice as well.
And we know that talk is cheap, but action speaks louder than words. And again, I'm going to bridge this by getting out and being a part of the solution and doing something, rolling your sleeves, getting active in the community, volunteering.
You can
show, be in the trenches with people who may think differently than you, but guess what? You're going to prove to them through your action why you, and they'll say, hey, why do you believe what you believe? And then you have opportunity.
And then you can speak, and you may not change their mind.
No.
But you'll get your opinion in their mind.
Yes.
And maybe it'll change at some point.
That's right. And that's the hope that we live for each and every day. Be that change, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Well, Mike, thank you for hanging out with me today.
That's my pleasure.
You and I could go probably for four or five hours
could go
straight,
longer.
Right?
Yep.
Yes. Let's.
Every time I hear that music, it's like,
I know. It goes so fast. But guess what? Let's do this again soon, okay?
Absolutely.
Yes, we'll do it again soon. Thank you, friends, for tuning in this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Got to hang out with Mike Adams. Go check out his wonderful restaurants, the
I've
Adams
got three
Ribs.
Three locations in Salem, Bowen Pine Burger Bar across from the Reed Opera House downtown, Adams Rib State Street, Adams Rib Liberty at the Parkway.
Dine in and patio dining for your pleasure. Go try it out today. Have a fantastic day. Remember, my friends, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a blessed weekend. See you on Monday.